Hello, and welcome to another episode of A World of Hurt podcast. My name is Randy Hurt, your host. I'm the only person that can mine entire stacks of Serenite from a single node. In this week's Epic Quest, we'll continue talking about attunement to Vanilla WoW's Onyxia's lore raid. Last week we talked about the Horde quest line, and today we'll talk about the Alliance quest line. The attunement for Alliance is appropriately known as the Great Masquerade, and revolves around a series of quests starting in Morgan's Vigil and the Burning Steps. Entering into the small camp known as Morgan's Vigil, you're asked to kill a number of black drakes and dragonkin wandering around near the camp. Returning victorious, you are given a series of quests that required you to hoof it from Morgan's Vigil to Lakeshire to Stormwind, where you were deputized by none other than High Lord Bolvar Fordragon himself in lieu of sending out Stormwind reinforcements to defend against the increasing threat posed by the Blackrock Orcs, Dwarves, and Black Dragonflight. His position is reinforced by Lady Catrana Prestor, who with High Lord Bolvar serve as advisors to the Child King. You then return back to Morgan's Vigil through Lakeshire. Your focus is now shifted from reinforcements to finding Marshal Windsor, the former commander who had been captured and taken into Blackrock by the orcs. The only escapee of that ambush, Ragged John, resides in a cave in the Burning Steps. Ragged John tells you that it was actually the Dark Iron Dwarves that had captured Marshal Windsor, alive. You travel into Blackrock Depths to find Marshal Windsor locked in a prison cell. Bringing Windsor up to speed on the situation, he is furious that Bolvar has been so blind to this developing situation, and threatens to place my hammer between that reptile's eyes. He then tells you to leave. Returning to Morgan's Vigil, you assume that Windsor has gone mad, and you've reached a dead end. But wait, there must be more. Returning to Blackrock Depths to poke around, you find a crumpled-up note whose text mentions two bosses of Blackrock Depths, BRD, General Angerforge and Argelmach, who have been working to decode information that Marshal Windsor was gathering before his capture. The crumpled-up notes ends with the name of the Emperor of the Dark Iron Dwarves. Rejuvenated by this find, you return to Marshal Windsor, who believes that retrieving the information would be enough to convince Bolvar and Stormwind to take action. You set off and kill Angerforge and Argelmach. Upon returning to Windsor with the information, he is invigorated and plans to make a jailbreak. You help Windsor retrieve his gear and free his friends, and break him out of Blackrock Depths. Returning to Morgan's Vigil, you find that Windsor had just come through, and you're told to gather an army and meet Windsor at the gates of Stormwind, where he will reveal information that will shake the very foundations of the kingdom. You meet a squire at the gates of Stormwind, who lets Windsor know that you have arrived. In what is one of the greatest Vanilla WoW quest scenes, the citizens line the streets of Stormwind as you and Marshal Windsor walk through the city toward the throne room. Upon entering the throne room, Windsor presents his information to High Lord Bolvar, and Lady Prestor reveals her true identity. The Broodmother Onyxia herself. Onyxia slays Marshal Windsor, summons dragon spawn into the throne room, and retreats. After Bolvar defeats the remaining Black Dragons, with your help of course, it is revealed that Windsor's act of defiance had broken Onyxia's hold over High Lord Bolvar. That hold over High Lord Bolvar now exists as a broken medallion that could be used against Onyxia if it could be recharged. You are left to wander the world in hopes of happening across a being who can help you repair this amulet. You eventually make your way to Winterspring and find Hela, a member of the Blue Dragonflight who can repair your amulet. This attunement questline ends the same way for the Alliance as it does for the Horde, a trip to Upper Blackrock Spire for the blood of the Black Dragon Champion Drakasath. Returning with the blood to Hela, your amulet is repaired and becomes the Drakefire Amulet, which grants you access to Onyxia's Lair Raid. Of course, the need to be attuned to Onyxia's Lair was removed with the expansion Wrath of the Lich King. It's always fun to go back and complete these quest lines, though, and remember how difficult and repetitive they would have been at level 60. I hope you enjoyed learning about the Horde and Alliance attunement to Onyxia's Lair raid, and look forward to her re-release in patch 3.2.2. Next week, I look forward to expanding this podcast just a little bit with some new segments. And until next time,
get in there and play!
Please send your comments or suggestions to aworldofhurt@gmail.com. and follow me on Twitter at A World of Hurt. Those are spelled A World of H-E-R-T.